As a locally owned television station serving our community, WSHIT is proud to present your candidates for elected officials. Tonight we hear from the Spron Spritz campaign. Spron is, of course, running for Assistant Sanitation Director. Now here, his paid-for commercial.
Hi, I'm Spron Spritz, and I need your vote for Assistant Sanitation Director. As elected ASD, I have one goal and one goal only. Legalize cocaine in the greater metropolitan Crabapple area. That's right, vote yay to yayo. We're all adults here. Let's be reasonable. We all do cocaine most of the time. A recent article by Science revealed that 98% of all people everywhere enjoy cocaine. And that's science talking. You know the number is probably much, much higher. How do you think all those teachers stay awake while teaching your shitty kids? Cocaine, that's how. I recently asked 10 adult entertainers, which would they prefer? A carbon-neutral real estate tax credit program or Columbia's finest no snow? 10 votes pixie dust, 0 for the fucking tax credits. I've written some of the greatest music ever created while high on blow, and now I want you to feel the same. We can create a concept album together, like Pink Floyd's The Wall. So remember, if you want coke-covered tits or dick, make sure you send your vote straight to Spritz.
WSHIT feels obligated to let you know that Assistant Sanitation Director does not make decisions about drug-related policy. We do, however, hope that Spron gets the help he so obviously needs.
I'm Spron Spritz, and you bet your balls I approve of this message.
We'll be right back after this. Commercial break.
Hey, this is Terry Guy from Oklahoma. We listen to the commercial break. Go, Brian. Best to you, brother.
On this episode of the commercial break.
It was 4.5 hours long. I left after 2 hours because I was like, if it's just going to be another 2 hours of, you know, CGI and explosions and stuff, then yeah. I got it. 10-4. I'll read the ending
the
on a review.
Notes.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys who looks for the spoiler articles. You know what I'm saying? Like someone would say spoiler alert, and I'm like, spoiler alert, fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my
what
kind
happens?
Of article. Yeah. Tell me. I don't want to waste all that time. They asked us if we would do all the keynote speeches, and we said, listen, we have things to do. The coronavirus and all that shit, we can't do all of them.
Right.
And we can't even do one of them. So we'll be in the we'll be in the audience listening.
Yes.
You know, listen, when you get as famous as Chrissy and I are, they're, you know, people, they want to nip at your heels. Spotify wants to pay you money. iHeart's looking for us to come back. And, you know, we have a long relationship with Clear Channel, and we feel strongly that we'll never have another relationship with Clear Channel. So. You can imagine that after they got done with their speech, all the throngs of people who just wanted to come up and touch me,
your
have
clothes
a piece
were
of
being
me.
Ripped.
Yeah. They weren't being ripped. Everyone was being gentle because of coronavirus. But they were like, were they talking about you? And yes. I was like, me. I stood up on the chair and I was like, me. It was all about me.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah. Ah, shit, woo. How you doing, friends? Welcome back. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy Hoadley.
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. It's another fantastic episode of your favorite show, The Commercial Break.
That's right.
As my son would say, Commercial Break.
He does it so cute.
Getting him into the family business. That's what I'm going to do. You too.
He tried to take over the controls earlier.
I saw that. He was in here with Hoadley trying to get a spot up
Chrissy
in here.
Chrissy and Matty work.
Chrissy and Matty work. That's right. He put the headphones on and he was like, next episode, Commercial Break. You too can be a middling, no money making podcaster, son. Let me show you how to struggle financially for the rest of your life. I told Rachel, our good friend Rachel McGrath, who does actually make money doing, sitting behind a microphone.
She
I said, I'm the most well paid podcaster in all of North Georgia. I'm making $2.12 an hour. Fantastic. I have a question before we get the show started. It is a passion project because there's no other reason to do this. But thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. And we know that many of you out there are listening on a frequent basis. So thanks for that. What's wrong with your head? What's wrong with your head? I hope you're in therapy. That's all I got to say. I got a question before we get started.
Okay.
Or did you have a question for me?
No.
Looked like you had a question for me. No? Okay. It's question and answer time with Chrissy and Brian.
What is your question?
How do I get anal?
Oh, God.
Go to a glory hole. That's my answer. Glory holes are good for anal and all kind of fun. My question is, have you seen the new look that Fred Durst has?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that?
What
the fuck is going on with him?
Yeah, I don't know. One of the funniest things I saw was somebody put, it was the Beastie Boys Sabotage.
The Sabotage video. Yeah, he kind of does look like a Sabotage video. But
it looked like a wig.
Gray hair, but apparently it wasn't. Yeah. Apparently it's actual, I mean, I don't know for sure, but somebody I read on the internet said, no, that's actually how he looks right now, which is fucked up. If you haven't seen the new Fred Durst look, go Google Fred Durst Lollapalooza and you'll see it. He's in like an old 70s style suit with gray hair and a mustache that is just can only be described as porn-tastic.
Right,
I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's really fucked up. But then I watched his performance, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say that, the carpet matched the drapes on that one. He looked like an old man trying to rock it out.
He was
just like, it's all about that nookie. What is this? It's all about that nookie. What?
Did you watch the HBO on Woodstock 99?
No, but I'm about to get to that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to get to that one. I just watched Suicide Squad over the weekend because I had a little bit of extra time on Friday night.
What did you think?
That's not my thing.
Yeah.
DC comic, the Marvel comic universe, not my particular thing. I couldn't even sit through, whatever it was, the Avengers Superstorm or whatever the fuck that show was. It was 4.5 hours long. I left after 2 hours because I was like, if it's just going to be another 2 hours of, CGI and explosions and stuff, then I get it. I got it. 10-4. I'll read the ending on a review.
Notes.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys who looks for the spoiler articles. You know what I'm saying? Like someone say spoiler alert. And I'm like, spoiler alert. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my
what
kind
happens?
Of article. Yeah. Tell me. I don't want to waste all that time. And so for me, it's not my cup of tea, but if I had to I don't necessarily enjoy those movies, but for a movie that I watch late at night on a Friday night laying in my bed, I will say that it was entertaining.
Okay. Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And it's not your usual PG or PG-13 type shit. It's rated R. There's a lot of blood, a lot of guts, a lot of comedy. And so I would... Half the Suicide Squad, spoiler alert, half the Suicide Squad dies in the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Oh.
So it's really kind of strange because you're like, oh, here's our here's our anti-hero, antithetical superhero, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck it is. There's a weasel and a guy and a dude and a thing with a javelin. I don't know. They all die. Who cares? At the end of the day, who cares? We got real shit going on in the world.
Yes.
Right? like what?
Like ghost hunting.
For super shit to get to. I didn't care about the Suicide Squad. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. Find all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, all from one place. And if you're looking to get a hold of us on Instagram or YouTube, you can find it right there. Click the link. Please do subscribe, follow, all that stuff, comment. Leave us a review on Apple or your favorite podcast platform. That would be super great of you. And starting really soon, starting super soon, like maybe in the next episode or two, we're going to start inviting people on to take phone calls. So 470-584-8449.
Nice.
If you'd like to be a part of the show, drop us a line. info@tcbpodcast.com, which you can also find on the website. If you do that, then we'll let you know. Oh, my extremely important pen that it just keeps my hands occupied during the show just fell.
Okay.
Did you notice? I never write anything down, but I'm always holding the pen. It's a Dave Letterman thing. Yeah, so I don't have to smoke a cigarette, which I haven't done in 5 years. So, but anyway, go there, leave a message, and we're giving away swag. So if you'd like some TCB swag, just drop us a line, and then I randomly pick a couple people to send that off to. So if I ask for your address, it's not because I'm creeping, it's because I want to send you something, or possibly because I'm creeping. depending on what you say and how you
right.
Just a boy with some dreams. I'm just a, boy out here in the world trying to make things work. And I do want to let you know that we have our super duper contest that's going on right now. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt. We're leaving clues throughout the video. So go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and subscribe. Watch all the videos all the way through from episode number 85 on. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll ask you a question. You'll know the answer to that question if you've been paying attention to the Easter eggs that we're dropping. And we'll give away what? I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you in a couple weeks. It's such a super secret surprise that I don't want to tell you yet, mainly because I haven't decided what it is yet. So I'll just let you know when we get a chance.
It'll be good.
I have to tell you that I had probably some of the strangest hours of my life have occurred in the last week.
Really?
Well, you know this.
I do.
Don't pretend like you don't.
I was just for the listener.
Okay.
Like they would say,
okay,
really?
Act surprised. Some of the strangest hours of my life occurred over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
good
I'll explain.
Stuff.
You want me to explain?
Yes.
I'll explain. Explain for the listeners.
Yes.
I'm now probably the most famous podcaster on the north side of the street that I live on at this point.
Hit the gong.
Hit the gong. Not a gong. Not a gong. Hold on. I think I have a gong sound in here. Let's see if I can. You want to play with my little. Okay, ready? Let's see. Nope, not a gong. Definitely not a gong. That's a dong. That's a good one.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
You have no authority here, Jackie.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
I'm not a cat.
No, you're not, sir.
Never had one lesson.
At all.
Read them and understand them.
You can't just break the rules, Jackie Weaver. That was fun with Brian's sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
There's a platform out there. It's called Fireside yes. Chat. Don't mistake it for Clubhouse, because it's not Clubhouse. It's not at all what it is. It is a live streaming audio platform. So
audio and video.
Audio and video now, mm-hmm. just announced a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. It was started by a young lady named Fallon Fatemi. Fallon Fatemi decided that podcasting needed a freshen up. And unlike Clubhouse, podcasters mainly, but people who wanted to do audio shows, needed a place to go where they could produce their audio shows to an audience, have control over the content, mm-hmm. root through all of the crap like Clubhouse is. And listen, I'm not knocking Clubhouse if you like it. Great, wonderful. I already did that whole shtick. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
But Clubhouse is anybody can open a room. Anybody can talk about anything. Mm-hmm. It just ends up being a mishmash of a lot of different stuff, where Fireside focuses on the creators and allows them to control what they're creating and then the distribution of that creation afterwards. So everything is recorded. Everything is distributed throughout the Fireside platform. And then if you want to take other places, like if we wanted to send that out to Spotify or mm-hmm. Apple or Google or all the normal channels, we could. We own the content. We control it. We can take it somewhere else. So in other words, we could do the same live show we're doing, the same show we're doing here. We can do live and then get audience members to interact with us if that's what we choose. Or we can just do it live so that y'all can listen to it live. Fireside, now available on the App Store for people who have iPhones. Not available yet on Android, but they're getting there. So Fireside, a couple of months ago, they asked us to start creating some shows on Fireside. And we said, of course, because they need to put out some comedy shows. And the good people at Fireside have become good friends of ours over the last couple of weeks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
Also, I want to try and get this story without confusing everybody. Also, there is a podcast. There is a podcast conference.
Well, there's another major player that helped Fallon create this.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. But okay, so I'll tell you. So yeah. Mark Cuban is the main investor in Fireside. He has been funding it. And he, of course, started Broadcast.com many years ago. He sold that for many millions of dollars. That's part of how he got so fucking rich. Mm-hmm. It's because he had Broadcast.com. Literally, the first streaming service available on the internet was Broadcast.com. And he was explaining to me, telling us people, I'll get to that part too, that he was at one point, you know, Broadcast.com was literally broadcasting to like 17 people, right? He was on the other end of a camera. Mm-hmm. Broadcasting to 17 people or audio or whatever it was at the time. So Fallon, Mark Cuban, start Fireside. Now it's available to everybody. We were asked to do some creating on there. Mm-hmm. We volunteered. We loved it. Early adopters to this. There is a podcast conference called Podcast Movement out there. Podcast Movement is a huge conference with a lot of the major business players out there. Mm-hmm. The kind of conference you would expect a show like The Commercial Break to be front and center at, as one of the premier podcasts available and anywhere in the world.
A shining example.
That's right.
For the world to see and imitate.
They asked us if we would do all the keynote speeches, and we said, listen, we have things to do. The coronavirus and all that shit. We can't do all of them.
Right.
And we can't even do one of them. So we'll be in the... We'll be in the audience listening.
Yes.
You know, listen, when you get as famous as Chrissy and I are, they're, you know, people, they want to nip at your heels. Spotify wants to pay you money. iHeart's looking for us to come back. And, you know, we have a long relationship with Clear Channel, and we feel strongly that we'll never have another relationship with Clear Channel. So. You get the point. Podcast Movement, big conference, happens in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And months ago, it's announced that they're going to do this live and in person. And I say, hey, let's go to Podcast Movement. All our buddies are going to be there. A lot of people we've been speaking with, but we haven't met in person.
Yeah.
Let's go to fucking Podcast Movement.
Yes.
But as the time drew near, my friend Chrissy.
Yes.
I'd just been down in Florida. Spent a lot of time, you know, in my car. I was feeling exhausted. Kids weren't feeling well. They don't have coronavirus, but they weren't feeling well. Mm-hmm. Just the time didn't feel right. A lot of different reasons, but the main one being coronavirus.
Right.
That, you know, even though I'm vaccinated, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I have kids at home. They're not vaccinated. I just kind of try and take extra steps. And so I made the decision. So this happens. Podcast Movement happens last Wednesday. That's when it's starting. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, I make the executive decision here at the Commercial Break. We are not going to Podcast Movement. Fuck that, is what I said.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
Fuck you, Jackie Weaver. I'm making myself sound so much more important than I actually am.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you. I say no to Podcast Movement.
I'm getting ready to go out of town.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It was kind of bad for me, too.
It's bad for you. It was bad for me. It was bad for the whole staff. And so, as you can imagine, the podcast world reels.
Yeah. They.
The news quickly flies through the podcast universe. And people are like, no.
What?
Yeah. If Brian's not going, why even bother?
It's a disaster. Yes. Yeah.
And I said, calm down. If you're going to go, you guys should go and do your thing. And I'll still be the most famous podcaster in the world.
Right.
Don't worry. Things aren't going to change. Nothing's going to change. You go. Keep me apprised of the situation. I'll watch online. Go. Yep. Okay. And I have to give credit to my friend Allison Riskare here, who has been a cheerleader for the commercial
she
break
really
since
has.
Day one. Yeah, she's like super fan, super charged. Love my dear friend Allison. We all do here at the commercial break.
Yes.
And she really is one of those people who's basically, she's like a podcast fluffer. She like goes in and gives everyone a hard on about your show.
Yeah.
And then you're like, come from behind the
excitement.
Yeah, you come from behind the curtain and you're like a D minus maybe. It's like your friend who like hypes up that friend of a, you know, the friend of his girlfriend. And he's like, oh man, she's super hot.
Yeah.
Come on this double date with us. Her friend is super hot, dude. You're going to love her. She's got a really great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And anytime they say that, it's like, And then you show up and you're like,
crack is whack.
It's not so much. You're not so hot. Anyway, I say no to podcast conference.
Yes.
I say no podcast conference. Stay away from me, podcast conference. I don't want anything to do with you. Leave me alone, podcast conference. But then, and I'm going to explain how this happened. Allison had tried to convince me to go. She said, you must go, Brian. Mm-hmm. You not only do I have this commercial break, but then I work in the podcast industry.
Yes.
I help consult with others on how they do middling podcast without many listeners. I don't know why, but once I said it out loud.
You're a mentor, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Is Brian there?
Yeah, that's me.
I heard you two can help me lose some of my listeners.
That's right. You've come to the right place. So I act as a podcast consultant. Believe it or not, I act as a podcast consultant.
You do a great job.
They said, well, I've been watching the trajectory of your show. I want something similar. Sparkle and fade. Sparkle and fade. So I say, so she says, all these people that you've been doing work with and then on phone calls and over the year, the pandemic, like they're all going to be there. And you have to take this opportunity to say hello.
Yeah.
Wear a mask if you're worried about coronavirus. You have to go, Brian. You mm-hmm. have to go. And to Allison's credit, she did try and get me to go too, but to no avail. I still said, I just don't think I can make it. Even Matthias was upset.
Yeah.
You can hear him in the background. And so, but at the same time that we're having this phone call, she's forwarding me an email, and this email says, you're invited to cocktails at the fireside after Thursday night's activities.
Right.
There's a private event going on for fireside mm-hmm. on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I looked on and she said, well, just you must be going to the fireside party too. And we've been talking with fireside. So,
yeah.
But I did not see an invite in my email. I looked and I said, actually, I don't think I was invited to that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to make the executive decision whether or not I'm going to be a full on douchebag or just a half douchebag and contact the people at fireside. Now, remember, I'm not even planning to go to fireside.
Right.
But now I'm so upset that I haven't been invited to the fireside party.
Yeah.
That I have to call. I actually have to figure out, get to the bottom of this. Why did I not get the invite to the thing I'm not going to? Right.
Yes.
There's an old saying about Brian. If you want him to show up at your party, don't invite him.
Right.
So, okay. So
an old saying
that runs to the yonder over by the creek down to the hallways. So I say to myself, clearly, this is an oversight by the people at Fireside. If they were going to throw a party, why wouldn't it include me?
Yeah.
I must find out.
Right.
I send an email to my good friend Allison, the other Allison over at Fireside, and I say, dear Allison, I don't want to sound desperate, but clearly this is going to be a needy email. Other people are telling me that they've been invited to a party, which I have not received an invitation.
Yeah.
I understand this is probably just an oversight.
Oh, it was.
Oh, clearly. Clearly an oversight. Could you please forward me the invitation? No, basically what I said was, hey, I don't want to be that douchebag. And if it's a private party, like you don't want me invited, that's okay. Tell me. I'm used to rejection like that. So I'm used to rejection. Don't worry about it.
You would drive up there fast.
Yes.
If you were specifically not invited.
If I was not invited, I'd be there in a heartbeat. Crashing the party somewhere. Hey!
Alan! Hey!
Brian Green! We were on a Zoom one time, remember? Is that a party for people at Fireside? Because I'm on Fireside. Remember we talked? So Allison responds quickly. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no. You're going to Podcast Movement? Yes, of course. You're invited. I thought we sent the invitation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was an oversight.
It was an oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Please look out for the invitation.
Yes.
And I said, oh, okay. Well, now I feel better, right? Still not going to Podcast Movement, but now I feel better. Then a couple hours later, an email comes through and it says, invitation, exclusive dinner with Mark Cuban and Fallon Fatemi.
God, I mean.
Now,
wow.
This is not the invitation that Allison had forwarded me at all. The invitation was to a cocktail party hosted by Fireside.
Yeah.
What I got was an invitation to dinner with Mark Cuban and Fallon Fatemi.
Exclusive.
That's what it said. Literally exclusive.
Small group.
Mm-hmm. Small room. I mean, I didn't know all this then.
Yeah.
But Allison sends this to me and then she says, confirming that you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to get a head count confirming that you're going to be there. Well, I mean, of course.
It's not every day you're getting these invitations.
Listen. Now, Mark and I know each other. We go way back.
Right.
And I send a text to Mark and I say, Mark, do you really need me at dinner? And he said, Brian, I'd prefer it if you were there.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just need, you know, I feel uncomfortable in these situations. I'm a little socially awkward.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know anybody.
Right.
If you could come so that I could. If you could come so that you'll be the embarrassment of the party, I'd appreciate it.
Yes.
If Mark Cuban invites you to dinner, or if someone invites you to dinner on Mark Cuban's behalf,
right.
One of two things has happened. But in either case, you should attend, right?
Yes.
Because how many other times are you going to get to be in the same room with the 110th most richest person in the world? Not to mention, I just like the guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, seems like a cool guy. Yeah. Shark Tank, and I've seen his other appearances. I generally kind of agree with the guy and his sensibilities.
Yes.
And so all the time we've been talking with Fireside, I've never met Mark Cuban. I've met Fallon a few times on the Zoom.
Yes.
Even being in a room with Fallon feels to me like it was a big deal, right?
I
don't mean to diminish Fallon, because even though Mark's got the bigger name, Fallon is herself quite an outstanding human being.
Oh, absolutely.
So now I'm scrambling, because now it's Monday night. You and I have to record. We're on Tuesday. We have to record real quick, and then I have to get up there. The entirety of, and let me explain, okay? First and foremost, you have to decide what to wear. This is the most important part of this entire, in my opinion.
Yes.
The most important part of the
welcome to the world.
The preparation.
Yes. Girls.
I cannot wear a t-shirt. That is clear.
Yes.
What is clear is that my normal uniform of t-shirt and shorts is not probably going to be acceptable at this dinner.
Right.
I find out that the dinner isn't in some big exhibit hall or anything like that. Like, you know, with hundreds of other people, just happens to be Mark happens to show up.
Right.
This is in a tiny little Italian restaurant downtown Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, holy shit, this is like the real deal.
Yeah.
Like, one of two things has happened. Either he's, and by the way, even though I ask for context, like, why am I showing up? Why was I invited? What are we talking about? Do I have to prepare for anything? Even though those questions were asked, they remained unanswered.
Yes.
So no response. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, holy shit. I'm literally walking into dinner with Mark Cuban and I have no idea why I'm there. No idea what I'm going to say.
Flying blind.
But because I am one of the more notable podcasters in the podcast universe, I figure my mouth can get me by as long as I can get it loose enough.
Yes.
Right? Mind you, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in four, almost 5 years. That more to come on that.
Yeah.
What am I going to wear?
Yes. Well.
So Astrid says, well, you got to wear a jacket. Clearly. Mm-hmm. You have to wear a jacket. You got to be. And I said, well, what if it's casual? What if people are like in shorts? And she said, people aren't going to be in shorts. Mark Cuban's going to show up.
Yeah. It was a dinner.
An evening.
Yeah.
An evening with Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
That's what it said. An evening with Mark Cuban and Brian Greene. It's how the invitation read in my mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
An intimate evening
with Brian Greene.
A fireside chat with Brian Greene and Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Details to follow. I spent four fucking hours trying to figure out what to wear. Right?
It's a hard decision.
I know. And I'm one of those guys, like, if I'm not in the mood, everything doesn't, I don't like anything.
Right.
I'm like, no, fuck that.
Good.
I look fat. I hate this outfit.
Yes.
Why would I wear brown shoes with a blue jacket? Why can't I just wear what I want to wear? Sandals and a t-shirt, you know? And I'm just like, I'm throwing a hissy fit, right? I'm already feeling rushed and nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel nervous, because me and Mark, we run in the same circles. I just have never met him face to face. We have the same pilot. I just don't know why we didn't, you know, we never butted heads.
Right.
I pained. This will come up later. I pained for 4 hours of this fucking. And finally, Astrid makes a decision for me.
Good.
She's like, here's what you're wearing on Tuesday. Here's what you're wearing. Or here's what you're wearing on Wednesday night. Here's what you're wearing on Thursday night. Here's what you're wearing on Friday.
Yeah.
Now shut up and go. Right.
Yeah.
And okay. So I rush out the door. And on Wednesday morning, thank God for Astrid. Because honestly, I don't know what I'd do without the girl.
No.
Love of my life. Super supporter.
Yeah.
Clearly, moron. She's with
way.
Me. Yeah. Clearly, something's wrong with her. She's been with
me. Well, there's a language barrier. I think that's what did it.
There's a language barrier.
Yeah, there was to begin with. So you were able to lure her in
that's
with
correct.
Your musical abilities.
That's even though she, I spoke the language of music.
And
I'm on my way. Just set me free.
Right.
Of me.
You set the trap.
Yes.
She walked in it. Now she's stuck with you. So she's like, we got to make you look good.
I know. She's like, fuck. I mean, this guy has nothing going for him. How he got invited. I mean, she knows the truth. She's like, why would anybody? invite Brian to dinner with Mark Cuban. He does a really good job, babe, putting a show on.
I was very supportive. I said, you're going to be the star of the show, star of the dinner.
I have to say that, too. I have to say that Hody was giving me words of encouragement, too.
Yes.
And I appreciated it because, as you can imagine, in all seriousness, there's a little bit of nerves that comes with that kind of invitation, especially when there's no context to it. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but what I imagined in my mind, like if I just tempered myself for 2 seconds, was that a number of other people from Fireside and creators were invited to a dinner because they wanted to just kind of like, you know, show like, hey, we want... We're of the people. We're of the creators.
Right.
We want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And Mark said, if I'm going to be there anyway, I might as well spend time with some of the people who are making this platform go. Right?
Exactly.
But why I was invited, I had no idea.
We still haven't broadcast yet.
Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of shows on Fireside, but mainly they've been like this. Because we can't fucking figure out how to make the technology work. Not on their end, on our end.
Yeah.
Because that's the commercial break.
Fixed.
Right.
Yeah.
I go to the dinner. Mm-hmm. I get to Nashville at the Opryland Hotel, the world's biggest hotel, right?
It's huge.
It's like one of the top 100 biggest hotels in the world. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's like 17 and a half
it's
acres.
It's got like the gondola rides.
Yes.
And
it's
crazy. There's like a river running through it. It's
imagine like a Vegas hotel in the middle of Nashville.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's it's incredible. It takes me 3 hours to find my room, by the way.
Right.
It's not really, it's like a Vegas hotel in the sense that it's not really set up for success either. It's like, you know, the guy who checked me in, he had to go through 3 different maps because even he couldn't map it out correctly. He was taking his pen and going like this. We're right here. And if you go here, and he's like, oh, no, let me start over again. And then if you go here, it's the world's most confusing hotel also. But beautiful place. Beautiful.
It is
lovely.
Beautiful.
They did a great job with it.
And Nashville's a great city.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so I get there. Dinner's at 6:30. At like 4:30, I go back to the room and I meditate for an hour because I'm like, I gotta chill out. I just like I was feeling.
You.
I don't know why I was feeling a lot of nerves about this whole situation.
Well, it's the unknown. That's when people get anxiety.
I had sent an email just to double check that I was actually invited to this particular event. You know, I started to get the sense that. What was running through my head was I really should have gotten the invite for the cocktail party, and I accidentally got the invite for the dinner.
Right.
So I emailed back, hey, just, you know, hey, thanks so much. It's so exciting. Just confirming. Yeah.
Gotta be confident.
Confident. I walked in there, and within 20 minutes, I had 2 gin and tonic. I haven't had a drink in 5 years. Not because I'm an alcoholic, but because I just chose not to drink, right?
Yeah.
I was lubed up, nice and lubed up. And of course, I get there, and what it looks like to me is that I have clearly been invited to a board meeting. Because the people that are standing around, I noticed some famous podcasters are there.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, the people that are standing around look very important, like very important people.
Yeah.
Not like Brian Green, the podcaster, right? So
they were exuding confidence.
Confidence, or it was kind of like a high school dance at the very beginning of the high school dance.
Right.
Like everybody's huddled in their little packs, right? And I'm not part of that pack and I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
It's at the back of a restaurant, nice restaurant, and it's a room. And the room is probably 100 by 40 with a bar, full bar running the entire length of the thing, 100-foot bar, right?
Yeah.
So I get in there and I'm like, oh shit. Like this is a board meeting and I'm not supposed to be here. And how embarrassing is this going to be for everybody involved when they have to tell me that I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show them the email and they're going to go, oh, but you were invited. And then they're going to go, Why don't you go to the other part of the restaurant and have dinner and it's on us?
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah, invite some of your friends. Sorry, you're an asshole. I spent 3 to 5 minutes at the end of the bar, like in full on emergency panic mode.
Okay.
Like, holy shit.
Shit.
I'm one of the world's most famous podcasters and no one said hello to me yet. Doesn't anybody recognize me? But then someone did recognize me and then it became clear that I actually was invited to this and
thank God,
holy. Do you know that? You know that feeling?
You like, let out a big gin and tonic filled breath.
I threw up once or twice in the trash can, did a couple rails in the bathroom and got right back to it. I'm like, woo, where's Cuban? Where's Cuban? I got an idea. You take these stilts. They're like auto stilts. You ever seen Inspector Gadget when he has those legs? Right? You put them in your shoes, and then every time you go to put a basket, you just go up and you go down like that. Go, 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 oh Inspector legs.
You were going to pitch him Shark Tank.
I was going to pitch him Shark Tank. The commercial break. You ever heard of it? Making millions. So then I realized that I am amongst friends. I'm amongst many people that's that I have good. Been talking to or some people that actually have heard the show for years, among as well as the Fireside people who then trickled in after me. I just happened to be a little early.
Right.
It was just a bunch of other nervous people standing around, like pretending like they knew each other too.
Yeah.
But once everyone kind of got loose, then it was like, okay, now we're here. 35 people in this room, food at the, whatever. Anyway, but no Mark, no Fallon, nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
An hour and a half into the party, Mark and Fallon show up with a gentleman named Maz Jobroni, who's a pretty famous stand-up comedian in his own right. And actor,
he's
actually.
Great.
He's been in a couple movies you've probably seen
mm-hmm.
and television shows. So Maz shows up, and I actually recognize Maz long before I actually recognize, like before my eyes kind of lock in on Fallon and Mark on the other end of the bar, I recognize Maz. I'm like, oh, that's Maz Jobroni, right?
Uh-huh.
I know him. I've been following him. I like him. And he walked right up to me, stood right next to me, and ordered a drink. Not because I guess it was a spot at the bar. And we hit it off.
Oh, I love that.
Lovingly.
Yes.
And by hit it off, I mean I was talking to him, and I think he was trying to. He was like, You know the dance that people do when they're trying to get away from you? They like look at their phone, and they turn around to talk to somebody else. And I'm like, Maz, hey,
right,
hey,
right.
You want to do some blow? Where's Cuban? Maz was a perfectly lovely human being. And we talked. And we talked about Fireside for a good chunk of time. We talked about like comedy and the clubhouse era and, you know, a lot of different stuff, right? We're just having a lovely conversation.
It's Maz glowing.
And and his manager, Ray, was there also. And so it's a bunch of us standing around. And then Fallon comes in. It was nice to see Fallon. And Mark is making his way through the room.
Yes.
Very affable, saying hello to everybody, taking pictures, you know, 5-minute conversation here, 5-minute conversation there.
He knows how to do it.
Yeah. And everybody's just kind of trying to like sneak their way up to Mark, though.
Right,
I think
I'm
no
sure.
one really knows what to say to him, right? They're all just kind of like, at one point, the poor guy was standing near the buffet just trying to get a bite to eat. And it's like, when someone's trying to get a bite to eat, it doesn't matter how fucking famous they are, just leave them alone.
Yes.
They just want to eat their food.
Yes.
Right? So when he got to the dessert station, that's when I went up to him. Because I
nabbed him at the end.
Yeah, you're good. Eventually, he made his way around the bar.
Yeah.
And he was standing next to me, right? I think he was trying to eat or talking on the phone or something. And I just said, hey, Mark, how you doing? And he said, hey. And we had a lovely conversation for a period of time. He was a very, very cool guy.
He
like,
seems like that. I'm glad to hear it.
Just
glad
talking
to
shit.
Hear it. Yeah.
Here's the crazy part, right? So at some point during the conversation, it's like Maz, it's a big circle, right, of people.
Yes.
Mark, Maz, Fallon, we're all talking. And Maz says, hey, Fallon, you should have Brian come up on stage tomorrow. This guy, like, he can talk for you guys, right? This guy right here. Fallon then says, hey, Mark, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I can't tell if anybody's joking or at that point, like, I'm just laughing along with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes important later. Let me explain how my wardrobe came into play. I waited I 4 fucking hours, Holdy. I changed in and out of fucking shit looking for something to wear.
Yeah.
Right? I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I don't like this. I don't like that. I'm old. My wrinkles, you know, my shoes, my socks, my color, my nuts. I mean, my balls hang low. My bangs were sweet. Anyway, so I'm not going to get in. So Mark Cuban walked in with jeans and an Under Armour shirt on.
Yeah.
That's what he walked in.
Right.
I could have worn a fucking t-shirt the whole time. Actually, you know what? Mark Cuban can do that.
He can do whatever he wants.
At some point, Mark and I are talking and I say, hey, listen, my mom, my wife, they love you. They love you on Shark Tank. As a matter of fact, you're on my wife's list. You know that list that every married couple has? The list. Now, I'm half joking about this. Like, right? I'm making a joke in general. Mark grabs my phone and he makes a personal message to Astrid on my phone. And that I won't give away the message. I'm not going to be that douchebag that like, you know, posts bullshit. But just know that like the joke rolled and he rolled with it. He was really fucking funny and really fucking cool.
He seems like that. So I'm glad to hear.
Okay. Hours spent talking, drinking, having fun. Everybody leaves. At one point, they just kind of disappear into the night, right? I'm sure security was like, you better get away from that Brian guy. Beep, 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 beep. they probably have like a computer in their.
Mark, it's head of security. If you can hear us, Brian Green, convicted felon twice. We've been listening to the commercial break. It's not funny. I repeat, it's not funny. Get out of there, Mark. Get out of there. Get out of there, Mark.
And so they disappear into the night, and
right.
The next morning they're giving the keynote address. The deal is that Maz is going to sit up, and he's going to Q&A
moderate
Fallon and Mark having a conversation about Fireside, right?
Right.
I guess the thought is that the comedian can make things a little light,
yes.
And they can roll out, they can kind of introduce themselves to the world. They've been around for a while, but now, I say a while since March, but now they're actually available to everybody on the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
Not 10 minutes of the, so I show up, right? A little worse for the wear, but I show up. I'm feeling a little rough, but it's Allison and I sitting kind of in, there's probably 1,500 people in the room, and we're sitting about halfway back in this room on chairs. Not 15 minutes goes by, Chrissy, not 15 minutes goes by, and Maz has already mentioned my name twice.
Boom.
Boom. My name. One of your creators, Brian Green. I was talking to Brian last night. Brian Green, where are you, Brian Green, in the crowd, right? I kind of like slowly raise my hand, like, what the fuck am I? They're going to literally ask me to come up there and start talking.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I'm prepared for that, right? I'm sure I want that. But then Allison's like, he's over here. And Mark's like, oh, there he is. There's Brian, right? So Fallon, Maz, and Mark talk about me for some period of time. Two or three times during the 40-minute conversation that they have up there.
I love it.
There is nothing that makes your balls bigger than having famous people talk about
mention you.
It makes you quite the little. It makes you quite the little star in the universe that you're living in.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine that after they got done with their speech, all the throngs of people who just wanted to come up and. Touch me, have a piece of me.
Your clothes were being ripped.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't being ripped. Everyone was being gentle because of coronavirus. But they were like, were they talking about you? And I was like, me. I stood up on the chair and I was like, me. It was all about me. And there were like throngs of people hanging out. Me.
Yeah.
And then the janitor was like, get down. And I was like, it's about me. And they're like, no, it's not. You're blocking the entrance. Get off that chair, man. Who are you? I'm Brian Green. They just said my name. Who? Mark Cuban. Oh, you mean the really famous guy? You're an idiot. Get down. My brush with fame.
Yes.
It happened so quickly. And
yes.
it happened, it went away. I was famous in my mind right then when they were talking about me. Then afterwards, I expected just like many people to come up and be like,
autographs.
Hey, were they talking about you? Autographs. Yeah. Can I get your name, your phone number? Hey, you want a contract? Spotify, where do I sign?
Yes.
Meanwhile, I got a text from one person who was watching it live. Was that you? Yeah, it was. Why didn't you go up there? I'm like, why did I go up there? Why did I go up there? They didn't invite me up. They didn't say, hey, Brian, come up.
What if you did run up with like your hand in the air? Like, hey! Yeah,
thanks for having me. Hey, what's up? Brian Green, nice to meet you.
Price is Right.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you know what? Okay, hold on 1 second. This is just so weird. I actually, hold on. Ready?
The ears of our great nation are about to hear...
Brian Green!
Come on down! You're the next contestant. Price is Right.
Yay!
Yeah, you should have done that.
But what happened was nothing. That's what happened. Nothing. I did get a chance to talk to Miles afterwards, and he was like,
they know who you are. They know your name. We might. I think this is very fruitful.
I think this is fruit. That's what
it
is. Mark now knows who I am, right?
Yeah.
His security team has my picture.
Right.
Maz knows who I am.
Yes.
Yeah, he spent the better half of 3 days ignoring my text messages. You know when they just put a heart when you say something? Like, heart, blocking you. Heart, one step closer. Heart, it's coming.
I thought there was going to be maybe some kind of collaboration.
There is. We're gonna we're gonna get with Ma. Yeah. So here's the point: is besides a funny story that came out of it, I did. A couple people came up to me and they said, "Oh, it was really nice of them to mention you." What Maz said was, "What you said, I thought was really, you know, smart about Fireside. I thought it was kind of well positioned, and that's why I
used
it."
What did you say?
I said the following. I said the following. I said that Clubhouse seems to be all about getting people in the door, right? They don't really give a shit. Not that they don't give a shit. Let me rephrase that, because I don't know that Paul and Rohan don't give a shit. They're the two creators of Clubhouse.
Yeah.
They say that they are agnostic as far as creators are concerned. So what they want is they want
like
a level playing field. They want to say, hands off. We don't want to get involved in what the creators are doing. Let the platform do what the platform is going to do by the creators who are creating.
Okay.
But it doesn't, even though they say that, there are clearly people who get favorited on that platform and always seem to be easy to discover, while others of us who are working equally as hard are not ever discovered. And I don't mean discovered like becoming famous, but I mean having the opportunity for other people to enjoy our content by finding us.
Right.
Right. I spent months and months on that platform.
You did.
Built up a little following, admittedly not as big as a lot of other people's, built up a little following. And even when Stephen fucking Wright, the comic, walked in the door to sit down for an hour with us, or Dick Cavett, or Henry Fonda, Henry Winkler, when those people came in our rooms to sit down and have conversations with us, we couldn't manage to get more than a couple hundred people in there. If you've been on the Clubhouse platform for any amount of time, you know that a couple hundred people is really not that big of a deal, right? There are some rooms that are going 5, 8, 1,000, 2,000 people. So Fireside puts the creators first. They are looking for premium content that they can help cultivate and create and support so that they can be kind of like the HBO of podcasting or audio social. They're saying, let's pick some shows that we think could be really good live and recorded, and let's support those creators in their vision, and let's help them, right?
Yes.
Let's hire people who know what the fuck they're talking about as far as, you know, putting a show together is concerned, in audio and video, and let's hire those people to help these creators along.
Nice.
That's the difference. They are purposefully putting their finger on the scale. They are saying, we are going to put our finger on the scale of content that we think is going to be good.
Also, they don't allow any bullshit on that platform,
That's
right?
another thing, too, is they're very
like
selective.
Not a lot of... Riffraff.
Yeah, and Clubhouse is all
conspiracy theories, things like that.
All kind of shit. NFTs.
Hatred.
Yeah. And even though a few of the schmucks have made their way over there, I won't say any names, but, you know, there are a lot of people in the podcast business who feel like making a buck off every schmo that gets into podcasting is important to them. Mm. And so they were doing it on Clubhouse, and now they're doing it on Fireside again, too. Mm. It's the worst kind of cannibalism, and then claim to be the savior of the podcast industry is fucking horseshit. I won't get into names, but you know who I'm talking about. I spent any amount of time on that. It's just it's just such slick, shady shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fireside is completely different. It is not Clubhouse. It is a premium audio platform where you can catch us live. So here's the thing.
Yes.
We will now be creating once a week, at least once a week, on Fireside Live. You can download the app if you've got iPhone. You can find me, Brian Green, or Chrissy Hoadley. You can go there. I've got the TCB logo as my profile picture. Mm-hmm. You can find us there, and you'll be able to look. Usually, we're going to set the schedule a day or two ahead of time.
Yeah.
So just follow us, and then keep an eye out for an invite to join us. Join us live. We'll bring you up on stage. We'll interact with you in the audience. We're going to take phone calls also. So this is like a whole new era of the commercial break.
Now, it's exciting.
It is exciting. What have we learned from this whole conversation that we've had today? Number one.
Be prepared with an outfit.
Be prepared with an outfit.
Before you Very go good. To a conference.
Number two.
Hello.
What was that? No, that was not the right sound effect. Number two. Blow is your friend.
Yeah. If you haven't been drinking, start.
Yeah. But if you quit drinking, if you're an alcoholic and you quit drinking and you got a situation that you nerves,
yeah, come on back.
One night ain't going to kill anybody. Come on back. The water's warm. I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding. Of course.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And there's no blow involved in anything.
No.
I'm a father of two. I can't do blow. Are you kidding me?
No.
I wouldn't be able to function.
No.
Yeah. I just steal other people's Adderall. That's how I make it through. And number three, clearly the commercial break is on a trajectory.
I mean, fast track yeah.
to fame and success. And like almost every other story about fast fame and success, there's no warning signs. There's nothing to be afraid of. Everything's going to turn out fine.
Yeah.
Look at all of the other people who have gotten mm-hmm. fame and success quickly. Mm-hmm. They've done well for themselves.
They have.
Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
The guy from Home Alone. Yes. Look how he turned out.
We've got solid great. Skills, though, yeah. to manage it.
Britney Spears. That's right.
Yeah.
We've got people in place to make. We got solid right. skills. We're older.
Yep.
We've got management in
We're
place.
Ready.
Management. Gustavo. Gustavo's more excited about anything. I think he's under the impression we're actually famous. I will tell you this, though. I will explain one thing real quick. Okay. There are a lot of people who could have given a shit less about the commercial break in my inner circle, who could have given a shit less about the commercial break until I posted a picture with Mark Cuban.
Oh.
And they still don't give a shit about the commercial break. But they thought it was cool that I posted a picture of Mark Cuban. So thanks yes. for the love and support, guys. We appreciate it. You know how much we love you. We really do. Oh, that's my story about Mark Cuban.
Well, it sounds like, again, like a very fruitful trip. Very nice to hear that you made some good connections.
I think that it was important.
And it got you back. It got us really into Fireside even more so.
Yeah, now we're really invested in Fireside. Because now I can't be that asshole that doesn't do Fireside after they're talking about me for 10 minutes.
No.
The one good thing that did come out of this is I got about 250 new Fireside followers Ooh. In like an hour, and our podcast traffic went like this.
Yes.
It was kind of crazy. But nice. Okay, all right. Listen, I'm not taking this out of context. I understand Mark Cuban still doesn't know who I am. No one gives a shit. Fallon's like, great. Just she's like, she doesn't have other things to worry about. She's like, okay, go do your show. What do I care? Fuck you. Yeah. Are you doing a show yet? Yeah, I need content. And Moz, while I did get his phone number, I won't overuse it. I just text every couple hours.
Yeah, just...
Hey, I thought of something funny to say.
Keep it under 2 yeah. hours.
Hey, you're a real comedian. You want to hear something funny from a non-guy, non-comedian? That's the thing about getting someone who's, I mean, more famous than you are. Or someone who has... I'm not famous at all. What am I kidding? Everybody's more famous than I am. No one knows me.
You were recognized
one time. One time. And I'm starting to think somebody put me up to that. Because I'm like, I walked into never mind. I'm not going to say it. Okay. But here's the thing. You know, when I exchange phone numbers with a guy like Moz, right? Mm-hmm. Then it's like, you really did have a connection for that moment in time.
Yeah.
But does that live outside of that moment in time, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that hot girl you met at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, if you text her the next morning, is she going to text you back? Yeah. And if she only puts like a thumbs up sign on what you said, what is that? iMessage is giving you yet more ways to be dismissive to people, by
That's
the
true.
Way, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No one has read receipts anymore. So now they just, you know, you put a little thumb, right. a little thumbs up. I think it means, yeah, okay, we had that moment, but you know. Come on, man. Really? What do you want me to do? Be your friend? You're going to be your friend? I just needed content for the next morning. I got it. You gave it to me. But unlike some people, at least I got credit for it. I'm going to say this also really quickly, and then I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Stop fucking ripping off our podcast. You know who you are. Stop ripping off our podcast. Mm. You're taking our bits. You're taking words out of our mouth. You're taking things that we do, and you're saying them word for word almost.
Really?
Think of your own shit. Yes.
Oh.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
But I think you know who you are because you're probably listening to the show, coming up with ideas. Okay? That's all I got to say. You know who you are. I know who you are. We know each other. It's horseshit. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Christy and I, find all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. And you can connect with us on Instagram and YouTube right there. Do go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Watch the videos all the way through from episode number 85 on. If you'd like to be part of our next giveaway, all you got to do is look for the clues somewhere in the video. Write them down. I'll ask you a question in a couple weeks. You'll have that answer to the, you'll have the answer, hopefully, when I ask it, because you've been watching the videos and collecting the clues.
Yeah.
And then we'll be giving something away. We'll tell you more about that in upcoming weeks. Fireside Chat app is available on the App Store on the iPhone right now, only available on iPhone. Make sure you go there, you download the app, and follow Chrissy or I, Chrissy Hoadley or Brian Green.
Yeah.
Is it Chrissy Hoadley?
I think it's TCB Chrissy.
TCB Chrissy. Yeah. Go to TCB Chrissy or Brian Green. Brian with a Y. Green, just like the color. And join us for live fireside recordings. Then we'll be broadcasting those later on in the week, just like we do every other episode. Okay, now, what else?
That's
what
it.
Is that it? Is that all we got?
It's a lot.
What more can I say? That was a lot.
I'm going to marinate in this glory.
I know. I have this the glow of fame.
Yes. Enjoy it.
It's gone. I had my 15 minutes. Literally lasted 15 minutes. I didn't know when they said 15 minutes of fame, they meant 15 actual minutes.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Son of a bitch. Okay. So here we go. This is how we do it. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. And until next time, we must say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.